Hello.
Hi, Kaliba. This is Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
Fine.
Okay, I wanted to know if you are still interested in applying for home care services. You had told me that you weren't sure if you would qualify, but I would suggest if you'd like, you can try applying, and if you would be approved, then you can get your services.
How am I going to get a client? I don't got no doctor. No, nothing.
Sorry?
I don't have no doctor. I haven't got my bipolar pills since the wedge closed. Why does my phone keep vibrating? I don't know why it keeps vibrating.
Hello?
Yes, I don't have no physician. I haven't got my Seroquel for my bipolar since the wedge closed.
I can't help with that, but our agency provides home care services. If you would like, would you like to apply for that?
I'm asking you a question of how can I
qualified
if I don't even have my medication.
If you qualify for the services, then you can get them.
How? Tell me how I qualify. How can I qualify? Tell me how. I don't have no physician to go to. I would have had to go back to Temple, get my medication again. I would have to do all of that all over again. I have no transportation, no none of that to do that just yet.
Are
none
you able
that.
To walk around, cook, get dressed, clean up your house?
Am I able to clean up my house? Somewhat. My leg hurt me a little bit, but I had to go and get all of that information, like, on paper. I can't just say I'm not able to do it. It doesn't work like that.
Yes, I know, but that's why you need to apply, and then they'll tell you if you're eligible.
I had to do some more footwork myself before everybody keep calling me about me being eligible, me not being eligible. I don't even have no meds at this present moment. Nothing. Nothing from no doctor, no nothing. Nothing. So, for right now, I would have to do my own footwork to do that. Because as of right now, I can wash my dishes. I can wash my dishes. My leg do be stiff. But I have nothing to say that my leg is stiff. I can't walk on my leg. Like, I have no credentials of nothing. I think I went on the website too early or whatever I did. Like, I have nothing to say, nothing of this stuff.
But meaning, do you feel that you need a caregiver at home?
Do I feel that way? It doesn't matter how I feel. A doctor has to say I have to be approved for that.
Yes, they do. But meaning, if you would like to apply, it's worth a try. So
we say the same thing over and over. Just because I say I feel that way, a person could just wake up and say, "Oh, I feel like I need home health care aid." And a doctor has to approve me for that. We both know a doctor has to approve me for that. I have no doctor to approve me for that whatsoever. I don't even have my bipolar pills.
We have somebody else. It's called a telehealth company. They fill out the forms. The doctor's form, so you wouldn't need your doctor.
Say it again, then.
We have something called a telehealth call where they fill out the form over the phone. That's one of our doctors calling you to fill out the form. It seems that you already have done that in the past. So
with
you wouldn't need to go down to your doctor. No, it's with a doctor over the phone.
And you said I talked to a doctor already?
We got the form about a month ago.
And I signed them?
Sorry? No, the doctor signed it.
So a doctor signed off on me to get home health care aid?
So you're going to need a couple of approvals from the doctor, from the county, and from the state. So this is part of it. If you would like to continue trying to apply, and you are eligible, then you can get your services. It's a bit of a process, but
you said it's like 6 months or something, right?
Not 6 months. Usually about 6 weeks. Okay. You want to call me back to let me know?
Yeah. Because I have to I have to go to Temple and get my Seroquel. I have to go somewhere to get my Seroquel because I don't know where to go and get it from.
You mean your medication?
Yes. I haven't got my Seroquel since last year. I'm taking old Seroquel that's in here.
Okay, I can't help you with your medications, but this is what we provide. I just wanted to put it out there so that you know what the options are, and you can discuss with your son as well. We were in touch with him. I haven't spoken with him. I tried him earlier. Carnell, he was supposed to be our assigned caregiver, so you'd be getting in touch with him and discuss
he
it.
Has
and
a, yeah, that has been he's been in and out. Oh my gosh, he does. He part-time delivery, part-time does. He can't even stay here like that. There's been a whole situation since we last spoke it. So
okay.
I don't know how that's going to go. Yeah.
Fine. Okay, so you can call me and let me know what your decision is. You can call me tomorrow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank
Fine.
You.
Take care. Right. No problem. Bye-bye.